Sit with an attitude of surrender to Bhagwan and to Puja Gurudev. Ask for their grace and blessing. Back erect but not stiff. Eyes softly closed. We can start with Anulom Vilom. 5 times in and out through the left. Slow deep breaths with the pause. Five times to the right muscle. Pay attention to the gap between inspiration, expiration. An expiration in spirit. God stays in the silence between breaths, silence between two thoughts. Alternate When you are done, hands on the knees, fingers in chin. At home, when you have more time, read Anulom Vilom 9 times. That will be. Continue to watch your breath. And slow with the pause. God stays in the gap between the leaves. gap between them. Gap between the heart. Start from the toes, feet, and ankle. Completely relax. Pay attention to both legs. Relax the calves. And the knees. The hips and thighs. Relax the entire back from the lowest spine vertebrae to all the way. Attention to each muscle of the back. The fingers. Forearms and the upper arm. The abdomen muscles, teeth. And breathe with the chest. And relax the inner organ, the abdomen. The neck, mouth, jaw. Nostril, ears, eye. Forehead. And the scalp muscles. Step back from the body and send positive energy, whole body, from head to toe. Distance yourself from them. They have a beautiful loka from Advaita Makara. Everybody should memorize and use that in meditation. It is the first mantra after the invocation. Aham Asmi Sadabhagi Kadachin Naham Apri Brahmaivahamatasiddham Sachidananda Aham, mas me, I exist. We try everything to prolong our existence, long as we can. Even a person terminally ill go to different doctors, Ayurveda, homeopathy, hoping for a cure. Want to exist forever. I am existent. Tadabhami, I always want to know what is happening on the internet, TV. When two people are talking, I'm always curious to know what is going on. So my true nature is chit, knowledge, awareness. I'm always anxious to know. Kadachinnaham apriya. And I'm always dear to myself. When I am with another person, I'm only there as long as that person keeps me joy. When that joy stops, I leave. Could be a spouse, could be a friend, could be a job, could be a relation. Whoever I associate, because I love myself. I love this body. Even a person who commits suicide has that. This body is not giving me joy. I want another body that gives me joy. So I'm always looking for Ananda. So this proves, the author says, that my true nature is Sat, existence, want to exist forever. Chit Anand, Chit knowledge. I want to know Anand. I want happiness because I love myself. So the teacher tells us that my nature is Brahman. And that is proved by these three examples. I am of the nature of Sat, Chit, and Anand. And these words are indicators, the truth to Brahman. I am. I know. I love myself. Now I'm seeking happiness. So this shloka tells us that even in this body, even in this life, which is temporary, I am the eternal Sat, eternal Chit, and the eternal Anand, infinity. May I always stay in that truth, in that understanding. So for the next 10 minutes, stay silent and abide in this knowledge, abide in the truth of Yukti Yoga, which is the essence of Advaita. Just as honey is the essence of flower, the shloka is the essence of Dham, of Advaita. हरी ओम हरी हरी ऑलवेज रिमाइंड योर सेल्फ आई एम ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ सत चित आई एम आई नो एंड आई एम सीकिंग Therefore, I am Brahman. Stay with that understanding all the time, as often as you can. Hari Om.